daytime, an SUV moves down a road flanked by wide open terrain. A boy dozes in the back seat. Now a herd of buffaloes gallops through a field. A title appears, Buffalo Dreams. In the car, the boy awakens. He looks out his window at the fields. The boy picks up a cell phone next to him on the seat. He checks the screen as a man in his 30s drives the car.
We're moving somewhere beyond cell phone service. Doesn't that bother you?
A blonde woman sits up front.
It is so beautiful.
What is the scrub?
Look at all the blue sky.
The bespectacled driver switches on the radio.
Domino here at KTQC 91.8 on your
civilization.
FM dial. You give us 2 minutes and we'll give you the turquoise trail. Still hot and sunny, but hey, you knew that. In our top story, congratulations to our bison moms. There are 7 newborn calves on the Danica Buffalo Preserve.
She's kidding, right?
The car travels down the road. A range of mountains lies on their left. Elsewhere, a sign on a building reads, Nay Zoni Trading Post. The SUV pulls up to the store. The woman, man, and boy climb out.
When I was an army brat, I relocated to weird islands in the middle of nowhere. At least here they speak English.
Exiting the store, an older man greets the boy. Subtitles appear.
Gotcha.
Hello. The older man heads off with a girl.
What did he say?
Subtitles appear as she uses sign language. There goes the neighborhood. In the store.
We have beef jerky, buffalo jerky, moose jerky. We have aloe gel, aloe shampoo, aloe conditioner, antelope jerky, caribou jerky, buckwheat hulls, birch cones, chickweed, linden leaf, wild turkey jerky. Ah, my favorite, rabbit jerky. Yat-eh. Welcome to town.
Thank you. It's so nice to be here.
Try some of our fried bread.
Oh, that's okay.
The stout woman puts the bread in their bag.
How about some beef jerky?
No, thanks.
The woman drops the jerky into their bag. The boy's parents exchange looks.
Do you have batteries?
She sets batteries on the counter.
That's okay. We'll get some later if we need them.
The dad moves the batteries away, and the woman yields a nod. Later, the SUV drives down a rural road. They pull up to a large house with a green manicured lawn.
All right.
Look at the view all around.
Freak out, it's a little sloppy. I think you're gonna love this.
They enter the house.
Where is it?
Laundry room.
The boy checks inside a room.
Where?
Other way, and don't get too excited.
The boy walks through the house.
Take a left.
The boy discovers a bicycle and helmet sitting in a room. He puts on the helmet and sits on the bike.
It's weak, but it's wheels.
He rides it.
Not in the house.
The boy climbs off and pushes the bike. He goes outside.
You got him a bike?
Look, having his bike stolen and relocating for my work again, that's punishment enough.
Working with you at the lab will be good for him. Give him a chance to see what he can do. You know?
I like it.
Outside, the boy rides the bike down a dirt road. He turns onto a surfaced road. He stands up and pedals faster.
And it's 3-time champion, Josh Townsend, going for the record. He's coming from behind. He's about to take the lead. Wait.
He sees a woman.
There she is, the competition. Watch the lady with the straw bag. She's crafty. She fakes. But Townsend doesn't flinch. She's changing strategies. Josh puts in the power, steps into gear, and passes.
Hello?
He passes her.
The crowd goes wild. She is history.
Two men walk up ahead.
But this race is not over yet. It's just begun. Note their fierce concentration as they plot to destroy me.
They cross the road.
But wait till they see this. Oh, yeah. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
The men carry a sheet of glass. Hurtling toward them, Josh breaks and stops. The men drop the glass, which shatters.
On me?
At dusk, fiery clouds hang overhead. Josh's parents sit on their porch steps.
You're gonna miss it, Josh!
I know!
Indoors, Josh's bike stands upside down as he removes a wheel. Later, lightning flashes across the dark sky. Josh tightens a wheel on his bike when the lights go off.
Mom! Dad!
Josh? Ah! Who left luggage in the middle of the floor?
Where's the flashlight?
I got it!
Josh finds a flashlight at a workbench lined with tools.
Here.
It switches on, then goes off. Josh taps it, then puts it down.
You got batteries?
Oh.
Morning, vegetation surrounds a green roofed hut, which the older man and the stout woman exit. Facing the sun, they take something from their pouches, touch their mouths and heads, then sprinkle it on the ground.
May there be beauty in front of me. May there be beauty behind me. May there be beauty to my left. May there be beauty to my right. May there be beauty all around me.
At home, Josh stands on the porch. He sets a glass of juice down and looks through a telescope at a field of green bushes. Shifting his view, he spots a teenage boy dancing among the greenery. Josh looks with his naked eyes, then again through the telescope. The tall, long-haired teen jumps and does another dance. Josh grabs his juice and heads inside. Later, he rides his bike through the shrubs, scanning the vicinity. He sees a vehicle in the distance as it speeds across the land. He approaches the vehicle, a pickup truck. Josh rides onto a dirt road in front of the truck, which slows to a stop. A young man with long, dark hair climbs out, while the girl from the store sits inside.
There's no riding here.
Why not?
You can't ride off trail, tearing up the grasslands.
I don't see any grass.
No dirt heads allowed.
What's a dirt head?
A mountain biker who rides where he's not allowed.
What do they call you?
The teen approaches.
Hey! What's going on? I was just telling this dirt rag to get lost.
Who are you calling dirt?
Welcome. I'm Moon, and this is Scout, granddaughter of Abuela Rose Blackhorse, because of a dream her mother had when she gave birth. And this is Thomas Blackhorse, grandson of John Blackhorse, a Navajo elder who came from the Nearwater Clan on his mother's side, born of the Edgewater Clan on his father's side.
I'm Josh.
I'm not interested. Can we do this now?
Yeah. Let's bring him in.
You think he's friendly?
Can't always tell.
Thomas pulls a board from the back of the truck, creating a ramp up to the truck bed. Thomas, Moon, and Scout walk several steps away and look up at a rocky slope.
Bump, bump.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
I'll be your friend.
I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long.
It won't be long now.
Till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
A buffalo calf heads down the slope. It trots up the ramp of the truck and onto the back.
We tried every song we knew, but this was the only one that worked.
Moon and Thomas drop the ramp to the ground and close the tailgate. The trio climbs in. The truck heads off as Josh looks on. Josh rides down the dirt road. Now, Josh's dad drives him down a paved road in the SUV.
My son's first day of work.
The dad ruffles Josh's hair.
Dad?
Good Monday, Sheila. We're caught here in a buffalo dispute between my guest, veterinarian
Seth, touched by lightning, and our caller, Gene. So, Gene, want to tell us why you're so mad?
Yeah, you're not gonna believe this. The buffalo charged my truck.
The SUV stops at a crossing.
All right, call us with your thoughts on bison. Friend or fender bender? But first, here goes the weather report.
Josh sees Thomas exiting the trading post hefting a sack. A blonde teen boy and his two friends, all with bikes, block Thomas's path. Thomas leaves.
Adios, amigo.
Thomas carries the sack to his truck nearby.
Yeah, just keep on walking, man.
The SUV pulls away. Elsewhere, Josh walks with his dad next to two large satellite dishes.
Doesn't all this blue sky make you just want to send up a robotic exploratory spacecraft, you know, just to find out what it's really all about?
They head into a building.
You can get every channel if you have one of those.
Huh. This is very exciting.
How can you tell?
Some of our greatest thinkers are right here in this facility.
Welcome to New Mexico Astrophysics Research Center. Here's your ID badge.
How you doing, Virgil?
Branded. Nerd.
That's my boy. Now, Virgil, I want you to show Josh exactly what to do. All right, gotta go. Call you later.
All right.
And this area is for our databases of abstracts and technical reports, citations and documentation, and texts of technical reports, and archives and distribution systems. Cool, huh?
Dead man walking.
And here's where you'll be working.
Virgil leads Josh to a room.
Copy what's on the cart.
Virgil closes the door behind Josh before heading off. Boxes and documents line the room. As Josh takes a file from a stack on a cart, others fall off. He makes photocopies. A montage shows Josh looking through a rolled-up tube, then tossing a paper ball into a wastebasket. As he photocopies, a clock reads 9:07. At the store, Josh's mom sets batteries on the checkout counter.
We lose our power a lot, too. But we always get it back.
Josh's mom frowns.
I'm talking about the electricity. We have dried corn soup, dried corn stew, and dried corn with squash.
Oh, I guess I should have some of each.
The mom eyes a leaflet that reads, "Come help the buffalo roam."
Is this a new cause? I'm not familiar with it.
For centuries, our northern brothers and sisters have honored the buffalo, who provided them with food, shelter, clothing. Now we're partnering with them to restore the herds and...
Scout approaches. Grandma, she just asked about the buffalo.
Yes, we have buffalo. And we need teenagers like your son to help us out.
Scout signs again. Thomas hates tourists.
I'm sorry. I wish I knew sign language.
My granddaughter Scout is sure your son would enjoy working with the herd, much more than the lab.
Scout forces a smile. At the lab, Josh picks up another file to photocopy. He puts on sunglasses and presses his cheek to the photocopier's glass. Green light scans across his face, and a page pops out with his ghostly imprint. At a radio station, the blonde teen and his two friends sit with the presenter, Domino. As a brown-haired teen examines the mic, Domino takes it back.
Sorry.
So I'll make the announcement, then I'll go into a short interview and open up into Q&A, okay?
A lanky teen flicks his friend's chin.
RSVP.
Ow.
An on-air sign lights up.
We've got Kyle and his wrecking crew here. These boys want to test your bravery on single track, intermediate, and advanced trail riding. So ask yourself, fellow heartbreaking thrill seekers, can you fly? Friday at Red Rocks. Be there.
Yeah, say something like that.
So, like, are we on the air?
In a grassy field, Thomas walks with the older man.
Hey, Grandpa. Hmm? I'll be graduating in a couple years, and I need a real job. A money job.
I could teach you to be the next survivor.
I'm just saying.
Oh, look.
The man plucks a plant.
Monardella odoratissima. That's mountain pennyroyal. It's good for food seasoning and deodorant. You know, you can cure yourself and your herd of anything if you know nature.
You can't get Skunk's voice back.
Meanwhile, your work's here, restoring the buffalo and taking care of your community.
I know, but...
A tree has to be rooted in the ground before it can grow.
They approach a fire by a dome-shaped hut.
How can you stand a sweat lodge in the summer? I don't even have a ceremony today.
It's the only place your grandma can't get at me.
At Josh's house, his dad assists his mom with a photo shoot of an intricate dish.
Hey, what's up?
Well, my editor wants photographs of my recipes for his website. To go with my book. Hey, how was work?
Cruel and unusual.
Well, I thought you found it very creative.
I'm stuck in a tiny room alone, with no windows.
I think I like page 19 of the Cygnus space report the best. This is my favorite.
He holds up the copy of Josh's face.
I only hope that 37 of my new colleagues will find my son as photogenic as we do.
How'd that get there?
You know, it was not easy getting in this job.
Making copies?
It's great exposure.
To radioactivity?
I spoke to a nice Navajo today. They need help with the Dine Pequeña Buffalo Preserve.
Where?
The Dine Pequeña Buffalo Preserve.
Look outside. Oh, no, I met the guy who works there and he was a jerk.
You could ride your bike.
Later, Josh pedals his bike down a dirt road in the Buffalo Preserve. Up ahead, Moon and Thomas carry a log with Scout on the back of the parked pickup truck.
Bro, look who it is. Is this supposed to be a joke? A dirt head to work with us?
Sorry.
Scout takes Josh's hand and inspects it. She signs, never worked a day in his life. Moon reaches into the truck.
What'd she say?
You're gonna tear your hands up. Try these.
He hands Josh gloves.
Appreciate it.
So, don't do much work, huh?
I had a job at the research center for like a minute.
You gave up a job there to be here.
Yeah?
You're nuts.
I'd rather be riding my bike outside. Free.
Thomas stops in his tracks.
This isn't free. I have to work here.
Thomas and Moon walk off with the log. Scout stares at Josh as she follows them. Later, the truck sits by a rural building.
Come on, let's go!
Thomas and Moon climb in. As Josh approaches with a shovel, the truck moves ahead.
Hey!
Thomas stops the truck and grins. Josh tries again, only for the truck to drive ahead.
Very funny! What do you guys do for an encore?
Dude, it's safe.
Josh walks to the passenger side door. He climbs in beside Moon.
Buckle up.
Moon and Thomas high five, while Josh smiles. Later, they stand at a fence.
This is a fence pole.
Thomas latches the tool onto a pole.
Put the wire through here.
Scout holds the wire.
What's the big deal?
Well, we don't want any buffalo running around town.
What are they, man-eaters?
Strictly vegans, dude. But you don't want to stress them. I mean, I've seen them toss a man and his Burmese mountain dog way across the field. I mean, it was gnarly.
What do you guys do with a buffalo? I mean, you don't eat them, you don't wear them, they don't make good pets.
It's a native thing.
Oh. So, where do you guys go around here?
The caves are pretty cool, and the community center has a new pool.
Not what I meant.
Go anywhere you want.
I'll be right back.
Scout signs, he better be. Moments later, Josh urinates amid some rocks. A buffalo stands to his left with several more cutting off his path on the right. Josh creeps forward. He sneaks between the buffaloes.
Just call on me, brother. I need a hand. Something. Please be nice, Mr. Buffalo. Don't get mad. I need someone to lean on.
The animals disperse.
Ha! That's easy.
What are you saying?
Josh turns around.
I wasn't singing.
Yeah, you were.
It wasn't me.
The blonde teen Kyle and his friends sit on their bikes.
You guys aren't supposed to be riding here.
What, are you protecting some endangered toad or lizard or scrub brush, maybe?
This is restricted tribal land for the buffalo.
Come on. They get 11 million acres and we can't ride on a few?
You guys can ride on the fire roads and the trails.
Okay. But there are these moon rocks in the north end here. You go right over the boulders and you can catch some big air.
Yeah?
Really sick descent. Check it out.
Josh!
Moon, Thomas, and Scout approach.
Where'd you go, dude?
Over here.
Thought maybe the bulls got you cornered.
I see they did.
Tell your friends to share.
Kyle rides off. Several other boys cycle downhill with him. They ride down a dirt road. Now, Thomas, Moon, and Josh head to the truck. A cloud bank hangs overhead.
We should get going.
I'll ride back.
We got some weather coming in.
Not a problem for me.
Suit yourself. You sure? It could rain.
You heard what he said.
Let's get going.
Josh takes his bike off the back of the truck. Thomas and Moon climb in. They ride off as Josh looks on. Josh rides through a field dotted with wildflowers. Lightning flashes down from dark clouds. Oh. Wearing his helmet, Josh rides on a dirt path as rain pours around him. He gives his head a shake. At dusk, Josh soaks in a bath with candles burning at the corners of the tub. He sits up.
You okay in there?
He rests his head on the edge of the tub while his arm hangs over. His eyes close. Daytime. Buffaloes roam through a field. Thomas's truck heads down a dirt road toward trees, then stops before a large fallen branch on the path. Thomas, Moon, and Josh climb out and approach it.
Let's burn it.
We can't do that.
Why not?
Because we want to preserve, not destroy, our Dinata, our land that was given to us by the ancient holy ones who came from the sacred four mountains.
Moon, you're Danish.
Maybe in this life.
Okay.
They grab it.
Ready? 3, 2.
Josh lifts the branch early.
Nobody lifts on one.
What?
You count up to 3.
No. It's 3, 2, 1, go. Like a space launch. They count down.
But people count up.
Not today.
Whatever.
Okay. 3, 2, 1.
They haul the log to the side of the road. Later, they hike up a grassy hill.
I could use a little O2 right about now. Put a fork in me, I'm done.
Not yet.
They stop. Thomas gestures to several large groups of buffaloes roaming the landscape ahead.
And this is why we're here.
That's cool.
Now, a sign above the entrance to a store reads, Charlie Horse. Inside, a TV shows mountain bike riders sailing through the air. Josh turns from the screen and looks around at bikes and outdoor gear.
Awesome.
He examines a bike as Kyle approaches.
Don't get too attached. It's mine. Just bought it.
Kyle flashes a gold bank card.
Sweet ride.
Lighter, stronger, and a whole lot faster. Come on, ride. You're gonna turn into a stiff working on the Raz.
It's not that bad.
Taking orders from chili pickers all summer? Get real. Grab a bike and come out and ride with us. I mean, they're not that expensive.
Scout and her grandma eavesdrop.
So do you have a team or a club or what?
Just some thrashers like us. Cross-country racing, enduro riding, free ride dropping. What else could you want?
Sounds cool.
Kyle nods and takes the bike off its display.
Hey, Friday we're at Red Rocks. See you there?
Josh nods and smiles. Kyle leaves.
I think it's time for one of my famous potlucks.
Scout signs, don't go there. Outdoors, several groups socialize surrounded by trees and greenery. Josh and his parents climb out of the SUV. The mom carries a dish. They walk past a man swinging a lasso around himself. Josh stops and stares at a buffalo skull on a post. Thomas walks up to him.
Hey. Yeah, Ted.
Hello.
Yummy. What are these?
These are my dried blue corn cheese ball pick-me-ups.
Perfect with lamb kebabs.
They step to a table.
You must be a real chef.
More of a culinary anthropologist.
Thomas approaches with some food.
This is Thomas Blackhorse.
Hello, Thomas Blackhorse. What have you got there?
He sets it down.
Who knows?
He leaves.
My grandson doesn't speak Navajo. He doesn't eat Navajo food. He only eats food that comes out of a box or in a bag.
Nearby.
You must be Dr. T. Welcome. I'm Moon.
That's a stellar name. Is it stellar? Which one are you named for? Io, Europa, or Titan?
Zappa.
Pardon?
Titan, for sure.
Oh, good.
That night, Scout, Josh, and Moon lie on the grass by a picnic table, with Thomas seated by them. They gaze at the sky.
You can never see this many stars in the city. It's too bright. This place is so...
Hot, quiet, boring.
Big.
Nothing ever happens here. Abuelo Rose isn't letting you go anywhere.
Thomas nods.
Is that your mother?
My grandmother. She's such a Navajo. She wants me to eat and speak and live Navajo.
My father's such a scientist. He'd love for me to work in a lab all my life.
On a porch nearby.
My grandson and your son will become good friends because you and I have a lot in common.
Do you work at the research center?
Nope.
I'm an astrophysicist there.
We have the same mission.
You do? Well, you know, this, I've actually begun to shift my focus to the laws and origins of the universe and the evolutionary process there so we can more effectively protect our atmosphere and our planet. Well, you know, our world.
Yeah, me too. The Dene, the people, that is, we learn from the sky. We tell stories of creation. We explore and protect the Earth, just like you.
Now, Josh walks through a house. He peers into a room where he sees Scout lying on a bed. As she gazes at a framed photo of two people, she moves her foot to the music. Josh leans against the doorframe and watches her. She mouths the song's lyrics. She sets down the photo.
She can hear fine. She just doesn't talk.
Thomas stands behind Josh.
Has she always been this way?
Not always. I think your parents are leaving.
Okay. Thanks. For dinner and everything.
No problem.
Thomas walks into the room. Outside, Josh jogs up to his parents.
Well, I met a boy named Moon, a girl named Domino, and a medicine man who says that the Navajo and the scientists are like blood brothers.
The sign of a great party.
Meanwhile.
Why don't you take him out and show him a good time?
Who?
The new boy.
This type doesn't stick around.
I guess you don't have much time.
Daytime. Thomas leads the way through a forest.
You can't tell anyone about this place. I mean it. And I'm not kidding.
Don't worry. I don't know anyone. And I have no idea where I am.
Just track the trees to water. If you see pinon or juniper, you know there's no water.
Scout and Moon follow them. Now, water gushes past a rocky bank. The foursome navigates branches and rocks as they approach it. Thomas takes off his top by a waterfall. Scout removes her denim jacket, while Moon and Josh peel their t-shirts off. Thomas steps up onto a high point by a drop. He looks down at the rushing water below, then leaps off the edge. He splashes out of view. Scout jumps in next. She hits the water near Thomas. Josh inches toward the edge and peers over.
You can do it!
It's a risk management thing!
Scout looks up and signs. I'm growing old here.
What'd you say?
Lift your arms, open your heart, and jump.
Josh steps toward the edge.
You know you don't have to do it if you don't want to.
Scout signs. Yes, he does. Josh shakes his head and steps back.
Don't sweat it, bro.
Moon leaps off the cliff. Josh gazes down from the precipice. He steps over the edge and drops. He splashes into the water. Moon gives him a high five. Later, they all sit on some rocks by the flowing water.
So why is this place such a secret?
Because way back when, boys came here to learn how to be men. They learned how to hunt and respect animals.
Moon, your ancients were probably Vikings. So why do you care so much about Navajo?
Because I like that they had to go through stuff.
The only thing we go through is school.
They had to go for days without water. And they'd suck on pebbles just to survive.
Did they have visions?
Nah.
I really want to have a vision.
Of what?
I don't know yet. It has to come to me first.
What you see is what there is. I don't believe in that stuff.
I believe in everything.
The Navajo have a lot of stories.
Exactly. Stories. Whenever they don't understand something, or why nature happens, they find an animal or a story to explain it.
You don't really care about all this Navajo stuff, do you?
No.
Then why do you get so mad at Kyle and those guys?
Scout signs it's his job.
It's my job.
Later, as they hike back, Moon touches Josh.
Psst, you are fried chicken.
Scout breaks off a fleshy leaf, hurries to Josh, and holds it up to him.
It's, an aloe leaf.
I've never seen it outside the bottle before.
The others smile. As they step ahead, Josh studies the leaf. He walks on and rubs it on his neck. At home, Josh comes in through the front door. He removes his backpack and walks through the house. He finds his dad playing the guitar for his mom on the back porch.
Hey.
Hey, where have you been?
Hiking up mountains, jumping off cliffs, diving into waterfalls, usual.
Why are you all shiny?
It's aloe from my sunburn.
Who are you and what have you done with my son?
You know, I really need a new bike.
Shh, darling, don't ruin the moment.
Now Josh stands at a bus stop with his bike. He sees no vehicles on the road to his right, then checks his left. A pickup truck approaches and pulls over, with Thomas's grandpa John behind the wheel. The stout woman, Rose, gestures to Josh.
In the back.
Thanks.
Josh lifts his bike onto the truck bed. He climbs into the cab next to Abuela Rose.
I'm going to the Red Rock.
They drive off. Later, the truck stops in a rocky area peppered with shrubs where kids ride their bikes. Josh climbs out and puts on a helmet. Some bikers navigate paths over the rocks. As Josh gets on his bike, Kyle spots him.
Hey, you made it!
Josh pushes his bike to the driver's side window.
Thanks for the ride.
John nods.
It isn't a restricted area, is it?
No.
And it's not sacred.
You're all right. Be careful.
Be smart.
Okay.
Josh hops on his bike and pedals away. The pair in the pickup look on. Now, bikers wait in a tight row with Josh beside Kyle.
This course eats bikes, man. You sure you can race on that?
Thanks for caring.
A man stands by the bikers. They speed off. They ride between trees on sandy, bumpy terrain. Josh rides behind Kyle. Kyle launches off a boulder and flies through the air. Josh launches off the same boulder. Josh and the riders pedal furiously. They pass some cacti. Josh and Kyle swerve to avoid the thorny plants. A single biker separates Kyle from Josh. Josh grits his teeth as he pedals hard. He inches closer to Kyle. Josh overtakes Kyle. Josh's front wheel hits a jutting rock. He flies off the bike and slams into the ground. Kyle rides past.
Ow, that's gotta hurt.
Josh sits up. He checks his scraped elbow. Later, Josh and Kyle push their bikes toward Kyle's friends.
Guess we'll never know who's better.
We'll find out.
It's too hot, T. Let's swim. Let's go to the community pool.
No, there's too many locals.
The lanky teen eyes Josh's bike.
Strong start, D. Too bad about the whole blowout.
Yeah, bet that thing handles great on a paper route. I'm gone.
Kids, don't try this at home.
You know, it probably wouldn't have happened if you would have had a bike like mine.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Kyle and his friends climb into a pickup.
Cheating death one more time, right?
Man, did you see the way that loser crashed?
And later.
Cheating death one more time.
I know a great place to swim.
Kyle sticks his head out the window.
Oh, yeah?
Josh nods. The license plate of Kyle's pickup reads, Dirt Dog, as it heads off with Josh's bike in the back. Later, it drives past the fence at the Buffalo Preserve. Woo!
Good. Take a look.
Here we go. Watch this. Timber!
Nice.
Let's go, let's go.
Right on.
Woo! The truck slams into a tree, which falls over. Kyle holds a drink can as he and his two friends race down a rocky slope.
It's this way.
They follow Josh.
I think I hear it.
They arrive at the waterfall.
Oh, man.
Kyle flings the can into the water. Kyle removes his top.
And off.
As Kyle takes off his shoes, the lanky teen undresses too. The waterfall rages as the two young men approach the cliff. Woo! Kyle dives in, followed by the lanky teen. Josh steps to the edge. The brown-haired teen walks behind him. Josh peers over the cliff. He shakes his head. The brown-haired boy sneaks behind Josh and pushes him.
No.
Josh lands in the water.
Oh, yeah! Yeah!
Josh drags himself out of the water and onto the rocks, with his clothes soaking wet.
Woo! Yeah! Woo!
Josh sits on the rocks and looks up at the brown-haired boy.
It looked like you needed help.
Yeah!
Josh rubs his leg and crosses his arms. Now, a buffalo walks in the middle of a paved road. A white pickup truck approaches it, and they both come to a stop. The woman who called the radio show, Jean, sticks her head out of the driver's side window. Jean wears an exasperated look. Locals outside the trading post watch as Jean reverses. Driving down the same road, Thomas encounters Jean and the buffalo. He stops. He climbs out and puts on a cowboy hat. He walks up to the buffalo. The locals watch him.
There he is. See?
Just call on me, brother, when you need a hand. We all need somebody to lean on. I just might.
As Thomas backs away, the bovine ambles toward him.
Understand, we all need somebody to lean on. Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. Oh, it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
Good job, Thomas.
The buffalo heads off down the road. A man and a woman it passes steer clear of the animal. At the waterfall, Kyle spray paints letters on a rock. Josh rushes up to him.
Get out of here! What are you doing?
Adding to the natural beauty.
Stop! This isn't your land!
Says who?
The Navajo?
Oh, give me a break.
This is a sacred place!
What, are you afraid of a couple tortilla makers?
No, I'm not afraid. I'm just saying.
Stop worrying so much.
Kyle shakes the can, then throws it in the water.
We gotta get out of here, right now. I mean it.
Who made you chief?
Josh leaves. Morning. At home, Josh sleeps in his bed as his dad enters his room.
Hey, let him sleep.
I thought he had to go to work.
He said he wasn't feeling well.
All right.
With a final glance, Josh's mom closes the door. Josh opens his eyes. Outdoors, buffaloes move through a field. Moon and Thomas remove a corrugated sheet from the back of the truck, off which Scout jumps.
He's not coming. The guy's a tourist.
They set down the sheet alongside a fence.
It's way too hot. I want to be done now.
Scout signs yes.
We have to fix the fence in the north corner where the dirt heads rode over. And then, let's go for a swim.
All right.
They head back to the truck. Later, they make their way to the waterfall. Thomas's jaw tenses as he sees the graffiti scrawled on the rocks.
This is wrong, man.
They head down toward it. Scout taps Moon and signs angrily.
All the places in the world, and he brings them here.
Who?
Josh. Who do you think?
You don't know it was him.
Well, who else would it be?
Scout signs.
Spirits of the four winds make the buffalo trample their bikes and trucks. Let the wild animals stomp them into roadkill. Wait, don't ask the spirits for that.
No. Ask, where's Josh?
At home, Josh works on a tireless bike wheel. His mom comes downstairs and approaches him.
You haven't eaten anything all day.
Not hungry.
You look hungry. Taste my corn chipotle popovers. Corn is the symbol of life, you know.
Stop, Mom.
Josh, is someone here to see you?
Thomas and John come downstairs.
What's up?
You know, you and your friends trashed Shining Steps.
It wasn't me.
Then how'd those guys know about it? They tagged the place.
I didn't tag anything.
But you were there.
I tried to stop them. You know what they're like? They didn't even listen to me.
That is so weak.
But it's true.
We told you not to tell anyone about the place, and then you showed those jerks?
I'm telling you. I tried to stop them.
I assure you this will be taken care of immediately. We are very sorry.
The boys need to find a balance with nature. To live in Hojo.
What's that?
You don't even want to know.
Thomas storms off.
Thank you.
John leaves too. Dawn, at home, Thomas sets a backpack down. Meanwhile, Josh packs a first aid kit in his backpack.
There comes a time when you must go into the wilderness alone to discover your true nature.
Thomas packs some items in his bag.
The time spent alone will help you find your ground and determine your place in the world.
Some?
Josh takes some food.
Embrace the dreams and the animals that may visit you. They will reveal your strengths, wounds, and life's purpose.
Josh walks in on his parents asleep.
Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye, baby.
See you tomorrow.
Bye. I'm leaving now.
Okay.
Josh walks out. His dad sits up in bed.
Let him go.
Outside the green roofed hut, John approaches Josh and Thomas.
The Navajo belief is based on a harmonious relationship between our people and Mother Earth. When you're out of balance, you feel it.
Josh and Thomas pick up their bags and follow the older man.
Been a lot of storms lately.
Right.
You must be clear in your heart as to what you seek for yourself, for your people, for the people of the world. Sunrise is a time to pray.
Sunrise is a time to sleep.
It's a good thing you're going.
John puts on a cowboy hat and walks off. Josh goes after him, and Thomas follows reluctantly. Later, John drives them through grassy terrain. They stop at a gate that reads, "Access restricted." Moments later, John lowers his truck's tailgate, then opens Thomas's backpack. He shakes out its contents. He throws the bag on the ground before giving Josh's bag the same treatment.
It's a long time. I'm gonna need that stuff.
If my blood sugar drops, I get dizzy and cold and hungry and tired.
John opens Josh's lunchbox.
You can't take dim sum.
Thomas smirks. John gets two folding knives out of his back pockets and gives them to the pair. He hands them each a blanket.
Look after one another.
He lifts the tailgate and heads to the front. He looks at Josh and sniffs the lunchbox, then climbs into the truck. Thomas and Josh exchange looks. As the truck heads down a road, John waves out of the window. Now, Josh and Thomas head through dry grass in a field. Later, they walk along the edge of a cliff.
Go to a place where you can bring forth what you are and the way you might be.
Josh points to an opening in a rock wall.
Is that a cave up there?
No, it's a hole in the rock.
They walk amid trees.
Just like home. We have geological formations too, you know. Ancient sub-level parking lots and subways with great acoustics. You must have climbed up those a million times, huh?
Not a million.
Well, not a million, but I mean a lot. Isn't it a part of your culture and stuff?
No.
No what?
No, I didn't come here a lot. I don't sit around caves passing peace pipes.
So what is Hojo? Like a vision quest?
Navajo don't do vision quests. I'm gonna go cool off.
Near a stream, Thomas and Josh wash their hands. Thomas sits on a log. Josh removes a candy bar from his bag.
He didn't find my candy bars.
If he didn't want you to have them, you wouldn't find them in your bag.
Josh offers Thomas a piece.
No.
Go for it.
Thomas shakes his head. Josh bites into the chocolate.
So this looks like a good campsite, right?
Thomas points to the ground.
Look at the tracks. Animals come here at night to water.
What kind of animals are we talking about?
Quail.
Yeah, they're small. I could take one if I had to.
Deer.
They're shy and they stay away from people.
Bobcat and a cougar?
That's harsh. Doesn't look like rain. Doesn't?
Thomas shoulders his bag and starts off.
Where are you going?
Upriver.
I'm coming with you.
That's your problem. Stop being a follower.
I'm not a follower.
You're right. You led those guys to Shining Steps.
I said I was sorry.
Doesn't mean anything if you don't understand what you did was messed up.
What was I supposed to do?
You're supposed to stick up for us.
And say what? Leave, please?
Something like that.
I'm sorry I couldn't stop him.
We trusted you. And you didn't keep our secret because you think it's more important to hang out with those guys. I don't know why. They're jerks.
I said I was sorry.
I'm going upriver. You go down and meet back here tomorrow morning at 9. If you're not here, I'm leaving.
You just be here.
Yeah.
They part ways. Now, Josh sits on the rocky bank of the stream. He drinks from a bottle.
Be aware of things within you. Your anger and your fear can help you.
Spotting a snake among the stones, Josh stands and picks up his bag. Meanwhile, Thomas tosses rocks into the stream. As a feather floats on the water, Josh picks it up. He regards it. He tucks it behind his ear and heads off. Later, he walks surrounded by vegetation. He picks berries. He samples the fruit, then cringes. He tries some more. Elsewhere, Thomas picks up branches at the foot of some trees. Near the berry plants, Josh sits as he throws up. Evening, Thomas sets the branches down next to some rocks. Later, a fire burns as he takes small bags of food from his backpack.
Rice, beans, pan.
As night falls, Josh kneels within a circle of rocks. He switches on his flashlight.
Make a circle around you to connect you with all things.
He strikes a match and tries to ignite some tinder amid wood arranged like a pyramid. The flame goes out. He tries again with the same result. Meanwhile, Thomas lays his blanket beside the fire. Josh extends the blade of his knife, then sets it down. Thomas lies on the ground as he sticks the blade of his knife into some wood, then shuts his eyes. Josh lies down and covers himself with his blanket. His flashlight glows beside him. Josh startles. Thomas removes his blade from the wood. Sitting up, Josh holds his knife upright as he scans the area around him. Thomas lays his head down with his knife in his grip. Josh lies down. They both shut their eyes. Stars pepper the night sky. Some of them move and coalesce.
The day will come when people will ask us to teach them how to care for the earth.
Thomas looks to the sky.
When that day comes, we will be ready.
The stars form a spear. As Thomas wraps his fingers around them, a real spear forms in his hand. A sepia-toned vision shows him topless with a Navajo headdress as he lowers the spear. Scout steps over in traditional attire. Then John approaches.
Thomas Blackhorse, you cannot leave. Our people are hungry. You must bring the herd back to our people. And you will bring to our people health.
Sorry, not my problem.
But it is. No matter where you travel, this land is part of you. It made you who you are and who you will become. You must go.
John vaporizes, as do Thomas and Scout.
Or what?
The pair's particles travel through the air over a hill. Then Thomas and Scout materialize in a field. They turn around. A buffalo stands in the field. Thomas turns to Scout.
You talked. You can do it, you know?
She just stares at him. They take a few steps toward it.
Why are you out here all alone? You will never be forgotten. We will help each other.
The buffalo walks off. As Thomas moves the spear from left to right, color suffuses the landscape. groups of galloping buffaloes stretch into the distance. Thomas and Scout walk away. In reality, Thomas stirs in his sleep. Josh lies asleep too.
Can I have fries with that? Do you deliver?
In another vision, this one in color, a hawk flies toward a flat-topped mountain. Josh sits on top of the peak as the bird flies past. The hawk lands next to him. He breaks off a piece of a burger and feeds it to the bird.
Thanks.
Okay, that's it.
Josh stands.
This place is way too whack for me. I gotta go home.
Josh looks over an edge at a sheer drop. Scanning the area around him, he sees wide open land and mountains.
I'm from the city. I take trains. I can't fly without two engines and a fuselage.
You never tried. We all have bird in us. Obviously some more than others. What kind of bird spirit are you going to be?
Okay.
Josh sits.
Go. What are my choices?
Ravens, blue jays, crows, my family the hawks. Mighty fierce and very good looking. And there is Eagle, mighty messenger between up there and down there. A true leader. So, what bird spirit are you? Get back to me when you find out.
The hawk flies off. Josh walks to the edge of the mountain. He looks to the ground, far below. He spreads out his arms and jumps off. He flies through the air. He lands on a jutting rock next to the waterfall.
Nothing broken? The eagle has landed.
In reality, Josh sleeps by the stream. His feather blows away. Now Thomas wakes up. As a gust tugs at a tree, he grabs his belongings and kicks sand onto the fire. Josh wakes up too. Clouds roll across the full moon.
Thomas!
Josh!
Thomas rushes off. Josh gets up and runs with his flashlight and blanket. Thomas rushes amid the trees. Lightning flashes, and they race along different sections of the stream. Josh wades in, while Thomas hurries over the rocks on the other side. Josh reaches the opposite bank as Thomas extends a hand toward him. Thomas pulls Josh onto the shore.
The wind's bringing in the storm!
We can make it to the cave!
That's where I's going!
Later, rain pours outside the opening in the rock wall. Thomas and Josh sit inside by a fire.
For such an empty place, it sure is busy.
Thomas opens a plastic bag.
People really eat that stuff?
Comes in handy. Here.
Thomas hands Josh a dark, flat strip of food. Josh takes a bite.
If you get a toothache, chew on an echinacea root.
Okay.
My grandfather has a remedy for everything.
I had the weirdest dream.
About what?
This talking bird. And then I flew. Like I was an eagle or something.
In your dreams. Navajo love eagles. They believe they carry their hope and dreams to the spirits.
Cool.
I dreamt about buffalo.
You gotta get out more. They're invading your brain.
I was a hunter. It felt so real, I could feel the earth shake.
How was the thunder? Leaked into your dream.
Scout was there.
Okay. Well, we know the buffalo's a native thing.
Yeah. I'm tired of being Navajo. I want to be from Brooklyn or Graceland.
Go for it.
I couldn't leave Scout. Or my grandparents.
Thomas stares off.
My parents left here.
Where'd they go?
They died in a car crash on their way to Seattle.
sorry. It's gotta be rough on you.
Yeah. Been tough for on Scout. Just when she stopped talking. She hasn't spoken a word since.
What did doctor say?
Nothing.
What a whack place.
Daytime. At home, Josh stands under a running shower.
It was only one night.
Later, he pedals down a dirt trail. Josh sees Kyle and his two friends riding their bikes.
Hey,
Josh meets up with them.
Here he is.
Man, are we glad to see you.
We're just trying to remember where those waterfalls were.
You guys gotta go clean up the mess you made.
No, man. We wanna swim.
No way. Shining Steps is private property.
Get over it.
I'd rather settle it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Kyle and Josh face off.
Me and you.
One on one.
We race.
Deal.
I win, we get to ride where we want, when we want, and you and your tribe back off.
Won't happen. I win, and you guys get lost.
Turquoise Mountain Ski Resort, next Saturday.
Up and down.
Up and down.
I'm there.
Guys, gotta push it back a week.
What?
I'm getting my braces off.
The teen shows his braces.
Fine.
Devil's Revenge. The trail.
Bring it on.
Josh rides off. In the green roofed hut, the front door opens. Josh peers in at John and Rose asleep in bed. John stirs and waves Josh away. Then the boy pulls the door shut. Outside, Josh sits on a chair. As John exits, the boy stands.
I'm not too early, am I?
Maybe a little.
Thomas says you have a remedy for everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I was wondering if you had any Indian... I mean, Navajo herbs and medicines to, get me into shape.
Come on.
They walk together.
What kind of shape you want to be? I knew this Lakota warrior who shapeshifted into a cougar.
I just want to be ready for a cross-country and downhill mountain bike race.
Oh. You have a good and true reason for doing this?
They approach some shelves.
So when is this race going to take place?
2 weeks.
Mason jars line them.
Have you eaten anything today?
No.
John gives him a jar of green liquid.
Then don't.
Later, Josh rides his bike over rocky slopes. As he hikes his front wheel off the ground, his bike crashes. He rides down a trail lined with bushes. Now, liquid boils in pans on a stove. Greens and other items sit on a counter as Josh's dad joins him in the kitchen.
Smells like photosynthesis.
Good for stamina, muscles, and joints.
Bloodletting and leaching were popular too, you know.
Josh pours green liquid into a blender.
This is even older, Mom.
In a barn, Scout and Moon climb onto the back of Thomas's pickup. From there, they climb to the loft and find Josh on the floor doing stomach crunches. Thomas walks up to Josh. Josh sees them looking. Scout signs, busted.
Scout's just wondering why you're trying to get all buff.
I'm not.
Scout grabs Josh's back.
No one ever lies to Scout.
Josh chases Scout as she jumps down onto the truck bed. Josh turns to Thomas.
I challenged Kyle to a race. I win and they're out of here for good.
Who are you to take this on?
It's not a bad question, I mean.
And what if you don't win?
I'll win.
This is definitely not a good idea.
Yes, it is. Thomas, you said it yourself. I didn't understand at the time how important it is to do something bigger than yourself for others. And it's the only thing these guys accept.
I'll raise them. No offense, you're a tourist around here.
Thomas is right, but he should totally defend the Din and Top
Moon.
And then...
Josh eyes Scout as she signs, "Where is the race?"
Where is the race?
Devil's Revenge. You guys know it?
High up on a mountain.
Whoa.
Think I should race.
The foursome stands next to a cable car station.
I can do this.
Dude, this is nasty work. And, well, your bike is kind of weak.
I can fix it up fine.
I'll race, Kyle. I know the terrain.
I have to race for me, and for you, and for Scout, and for my mistakes. Otherwise, what am I doing here?
Subtitles appear as Scout signs, "Josh should race."
Scout thinks you should race.
You know what's at stake here?
Scout nods.
He's never done this course. Kyle will be all over him.
He can do it. Scout takes off a necklace with a blue stone attached. She places it firmly in Josh's hand, then signs.
You'll need this for good fortune. Turquoise heels and the tracks, good friends. Just don't start shaving your legs or anything.
Thomas, Moon, and Scout walk away. Josh lingers. At home, Josh rides his bike out of the garage. He rides down a trail. He jogs in a field. He cycles and smiles. He rides over a bridge. He hangs from a tree branch and does pull-ups. Now, Thomas drives his truck down a surfaced road as Josh follows on his bike. Scout sticks her head out the passenger side window and watches Josh.
Ten.
Scout holds her index finger raised out the window.
20.
The speedometer reads 20, and Scout shows two fingers. Josh pedals vigorously as he slowly catches up to the truck.
30!
Josh rides alongside. At home, Josh's mom stands outside the bathroom door as he soaks in a green-tinted bath.
That smells so good. You're gonna have to give me the recipe.
Clumps of wilted greens sit on his knees. Outdoors, Josh races his bike down a grassy dirt trail as he speeds toward three bikers. Josh slowly catches up. Josh rides with Kyle and his friends.
How's it going?
Going well?
Give it up, dude.
No.
Nobody wants a turf war.
Defeat it.
Let it go, dude. You don't have the chops or the bikes beat Kyle.
Yikes.
Josh pedals up front alongside Kyle, who rams a bicycle pump between the spokes of Josh's wheel. Josh's bike throws him to the ground. Josh grabs his right arm and winces as he sits up. He gets to his feet. He picks up his bike and pushes it down the trail, its front wheel now bent out of shape. Josh pushes the bike down one slope and up another. At home, his mom steps onto the porch with a phone to her ear.
Hi, Thomas. Is Josh with you?
No, he hasn't been with us all day. Hey, have you heard from Josh?
Scout shakes her head.
No, sorry, Mrs. T.
Okay, thanks.
She hangs up. Meanwhile, Josh runs with his bike through the rain as it gets dark. His mom stands at a glass door and looks out. Lightning flashes. Josh slowly pushes his bike.
Hello, this is Blaine Townsend, and I was wondering if you could help me.
We interrupt our normally scheduled programming to broadcast a special alert. We're looking for Josh Townsend, 5'6", brown hair.
Josh trips and falls.
Probably soaking wet by now. Plug in, Josh. Your mom's looking for you.
Josh leaves his bike behind. Indoors, John goes to Thomas with a phone in his hand.
Thomas.
Blaine sits in the SUV as her husband drives them through the rain.
Hello?
We're looking
looking for Josh. Do you have any idea where he might be?
He's been riding the train tracks lately. Don't worry.
Trains don't travel there anymore.
Oh, well, how far out is that place?
Try the north end of the res, and I'll try the Arroyo.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's go.
John and Thomas head out. Now Josh sits in the rain, hugging his knees and shivering. As John's pickup truck approaches, Josh looks up. Thomas and the old man climb out. The older man helps Josh up from the ground and walks him to the truck. Thomas assists.
I could have been Cobb. My mic's out there somewhere. Never mind, thanks for the ride.
They climb into the truck.
Okay, do up your seatbelts.
At home, Josh lies asleep in bed. Blaine tucks him in, then steps to John and Thomas as they look on with her husband.
We can't thank you enough.
Thank you for all your help.
Well, these bruises will heal, but it's his spirit that needs Herba del Lobo extract. I'll make sure he gets some.
Yeah. We've got a medical doctor on the way, thanks.
We're covering all of our bases.
I'm just saying.
Thomas watches Josh sleep. He goes after his grandfather.
Thank you.
Later, a short-haired woman with a stethoscope examines Josh, then leaves the room with his parents.
His bruises are going to heal just fine, but has he been under any kind of pressure or stress lately?
In the kitchen.
Well, he's still asleep, but I can't say it's peaceful. He just seems so restless.
What's he doing riding his bicycle in the middle of a storm? And why is my son out there in the middle of nowhere riding around? What was he thinking?
He was training for a competition.
What?
Josh's dad turns.
Since when does he compete? Is there something I don't know about?
He looks to Thomas and Scout.
Thomas?
He was going to race against this kid, whose gang keeps on tearing up Navajo places, and Josh challenged them so they'd finally leave us alone. He's a really strong rider.
Dawn. As the sky brightens on the horizon, Josh shifts into sleep. Seated next to the bed, his dad eyes him worriedly. Later in Josh's room, John picks up a feather and a smudge stick from which smoke wafts. He waves the stick around. He leans over Josh and uses the feather to disperse smoke over the sleeping boy. John waves the smoke toward Josh's dad.
All right, step outside and get some air, please. I'll tell you if something changes.
She ushers him out of the room. John sits next to Josh with his eyes closed. Now Josh's dad drives his car.
All of us here at KTQT are wishing Josh Townsend a speedy recovery. We're sending over white light and a couple of pizzas, so get better, dude.
Looking for something.
Josh's dad reads the words painted on passing signs, the last of which bears a question mark. Frowning, he makes a turn onto a dirt road. He drives up to a rundown wooden building, a sign over which reads, "Things Forgotten." He stops the car and climbs out. He steps onto the porch and looks around. He heads to the entrance and goes inside. A medley of items, including toys and traditional objects, sits on display. A young woman with braided hair occupies an armchair.
You're looking for something, but you don't know what.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
I'm just a little lost.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I'm trying to get something for my son.
Get him a bike.
Excuse me?
A bicycle.
Oh, that's a brilliant idea. But how did you know that? I'm sorry, I'm a scientist. I measure, calculate, things are pretty much absolute for me. And I don't understand you people.
There's one in the back.
One what?
One bicycle. I can let you have it real cheap.
Outside, a cutout of a rooster bobs on a weather vane. Later, a gleaming red bicycle stands at the foot of Josh's bed as he sleeps. He wakes up and turns onto his back. He sees the bike.
Tight.
His dad dozes in the room as his mom enters with a tray.
You're awake. How are you feeling? You have been asleep for 2 days. Oh.
His dad awakens and stands.
Okay, let me check your wounds. Oh, these are healing nicely. I knew that ale hoof would work.
Good morning.
Awesome bite, Dad.
Well, apparently you need one for a race.
I don't know.
I do.
Now, Josh's dad drives his family down a paved road amid open country.
Okay, now, remember, distance is a product of velocity and trajectory, but only up to a certain angle. After that, you're just going to get the height, but not the distance.
So don't go too high.
That's my ball.
Get it.
Josh's dad fist bumps his son and wife. Later, the scientist walks up a lush trail with his wife. He lugs a telescope, and his wife carries folding chairs.
Right over here, I want to get a straight shot of Josh.
John and Rose sit on chairs with a small group.
What's going on, Dr. Moon?
Right there, Moon.
Josh pushes his bike as Thomas walks with him.
Are you sure you're feeling all right?
Go for it.
You sure?
Yeah, stop asking me that.
Now remember, after the second hairpin turn...
No, stop telling me that. It drops out.
I was going to say that's when you start praying.
Kyle and his two friends approach with their bikes.
All right, you guys climb the fly roads to Summit, then pick up Minefield back down to Devil's Revenge. First one back here wins.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shake hands.
Kyle and Josh bump fists.
See you soon.
The opponents head off.
Play nice and I'll let you ride on my land.
Don't worry, we'll find you some nice trails in Nevada.
Baby, starting.
As Josh and Kyle get into position with their bikes, the lanky teen draws a line in the gravel in front of them. Josh puts on a helmet, and Kyle wears one too.
Who's gonna call it?
Ham.
Moon, we want some accuracy here.
Moon, can you get us started here?
Thomas hurries to Moon's side.
You can do it, Josh.
Racers, mount your bikes!
Already did.
Can you just raise and lower your arm, please?
Got it.
Moon steps between the riders.
Ready, set, go!
As the pair charges down the trail, Kyle knocks into Josh, sending him off balance. Josh resumes riding. Meanwhile, Rose talks into a radio.
Yeah, they're going up now. Horses say the heat is on. Kyle and Josh are on a stairway to heaven. That's the turquoise ascent, folks. 2,000 vertical feet of leg-burning, lung-busting heartbreak.
Thomas and Scout stand on a slope with their bikes.
Watch up there.
The competitors ride on a narrow mountain path littered with rocks. Kyle looks back to find Josh gaining on him. Josh overtakes Kyle. Meanwhile, Blaine watches the action through the telescope.
Baby go, baby go! Yeah! Cool!
Elsewhere, Jean rides her truck through a field. Some buffaloes roam nearby. Her exhaust pipe backfires.
Oh, man.
The animals stampede. Meanwhile, Josh rides far ahead of Kyle. Now much larger, the herd of buffaloes gallops through a field. They smash through a fence. The riders power up a hill. Josh reaches the peak and stops. He looks back as Kyle closes in fast, then looks down at hundreds of buffaloes.
Buffalo, they're off the preserve.
With Josh's mom.
Come on, it's right behind you.
They're at the top.
Kyle powers up the slope.
Find it. Find it.
Josh takes off past the sign marked Devil's Revenge.
Yes!
Josh's dad uses the telescope as Kyle passes the sign. Kyle chases Josh.
Yeah.
Josh does a bike jump. Moon bikes up to Thomas and Scout.
Josh is on his way back down. You see him?
Josh and Kyle ride neck and neck. They make a sharp turn. They race side by side. Kyle overtakes Josh.
Go, Kyle!
They pass a skull and crossbones sign.
Oh, they're coming down minefield.
It's Kyle and Josh on the minefield dirt staircase. Coming down to terra firma before, dare I say it, Devil's Revenge, mountain biking's motherlode.
Kyle speeds toward a drop.
No way.
He veers away while Josh pedals straight toward it. Josh sails off the edge. He lands on his wheels. Josh brakes and looks back. He smiles and rides on. Kyle pedals down a rocky slope. On a field, the buffaloes continue to stampede. Thomas watches Josh cycle past Kyle's friends.
Hey, whoa! Hey, you jump, but the trail's that way. Yo, trail!
Josh stops by his friends.
What are you doing?
The buffalo are headed toward town.
We have to stop them before they reach the ridge. How? Josh, what exactly did you see?
The whole herd going towards Turquoise Trail.
Thomas rides off.
Let's go.
The buffalo are stampeding. They're gonna destroy the town.
Kyle's friends gawk as Josh rides away. Kyle approaches on his bike.
Dude, that was awesome. I mean, did you see me? I totally kicked his butt right out of the chute.
No, you didn't.
Whatever. I rule now.
Didn't you hear? The herd got out.
Not my job.
Those guys need help.
You don't live there, remember? Dude, I'm gonna finish the race.
Kyle's friends leave him behind. Now, Thomas, Moon, Scout, and Josh ride their bikes through the field. They stop their bikes on a slope overlooking the stampede. Several other bikers join them.
We need to lead them to the western end, over there. Don't get too close. They want to go where we want them to go. They just need to know where that is.
Scout signs, "I'm going with you." Thomas nods.
Watch out, okay?
Yeah, you too.
Let's ride!
The bikers set off. Josh rides toward the galloping herd. Moon and Thomas pedal through dust as they ride amid the animals.
Come on! Follow me!
Changing direction, the herd goes after Thomas. Josh brings up the rear. Moon flanks the herd on one side. Thomas rides too close to the herd and falls off his bike. One of the bovines stands near the fallen team. Scout arrives at Thomas's location and gets off her bike. As Scout checks on Thomas, he winces. Scout straightens and locks eyes with the buffalo. It shakes its head.
to lean on. I just don't have a problem. I don't understand. We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend.
I'll help you carry on.
The other bikers ride alongside the buffaloes and corral them. Josh and the others steer the herd. The buffaloes change direction. The buffalo facing Thomas and Scout turns and heads off. Thomas grins and shakes Scout's hand.
Good evening, Turquoise Trail. And we really mean that. You know, things and people come into our lives and we don't always know why until you live through a day like today.
Yeah.
Moon and Josh fist bump.
Now that the buffalo are back where they belong and our kids are safe and soaking their knees, we want to thank everyone. You were awesome, guys. Sleep tight.
Dusk falls. Now Thomas and Moon walk through an outdoor gathering. Rose and Josh chat by a table laden with food.
Hey, very good, Josh. This is prickly pear salad. That's prickly pear salsa. And this is prickly pear surprise.
Is that rice wild enough for you?
Totally native.
Scout smiles.
Come in, everyone.
The guests assemble before John.
Navajo can reside in the city, but we can never really live there. The memories of our animal brothers and sisters are within us. They wake and stir when we come to our holy place, our Dineta.
John calls Thomas over, then holds up a necklace.
This belonged to your father. He'd be very proud of you. The arrowhead represents courage, strength, and survival. You wear this, you honor our ancestors.
He puts it on him.
Their great strength allowed the Dene to survive. And through your veins runs the blood of a proud people. Sometimes these truths come to us from strangers who become friends.
The older man beckons Josh, who goes to him.
Tonight, we thank and honor Josh Townsend for uniting so many to sustain the buffalo. You have earned the name Rides with the Wind. The two of you have lived the ideals of friendship and loyalty that bind nations together. When every member fulfills his responsibility, as you two have, we are all blessed.
Rose beams as Josh's parents clap. Josh and Thomas rejoin the crowd.
No, Thomas Blackwood.
Yes, Josh rides with wind.
It's a nice place you got here.
Better take care of it.
We will, right?
Thomas nods. A fire glows beside them as they clasp hands, and the view freezes. Fade to black. Audio description funded by Walt Disney Studios. Voiced by Jedediah Barton.